So when I was a young person, not that I'm not a young person, you know, when I was younger, when I was in college, I worked at a radio station and loved it. I thought that was the best job. And I considered that as a career possibility. Of course, I wound up going to do other things in my life. And I had in one of the stations that I worked at an afternoon drive program. And that means that, you know, people would get off work and they would get in their car and drive home or wherever. And, you know, they would listen to the radio. And so I had a pretty decent audience and I kind of liked that a lot. Now, every day at 4 o'clock, weekdays at 4 o'clock, there was a syndicated program that we broadcast from Paul Harvey. Now, you might not know the name Paul Harvey, but during that time, it was, you know, that was a huge name. And he was well-respected broadcaster, you know, America and apple pie kind of Americana kind of guy. And he would offer this reflection on a particular story. And the idea was that he would tell the story, but you weren't kind of fully aware of some of the details. Maybe this was about a famous person, but you know, wouldn't think that this would have happened to this famous person in the story that he would tell. And you would get a sense of the details about whatever it was, whoever it was. And then he would kind of make a big reveal, like, and you know, this was Abraham Lincoln or, you know, Steven Spielberg, or, you know, whoever he was talking about. And he would say and conclude, and now you know the rest of the story. And it was just this kind of great moment. It's like, oh, yeah, it's cool. So we are in this season of Easter. And we have, you know, of course, had this great celebration of our Lord's resurrection on Easter Sunday. But we're now in this kind of like 50 days of continuing that work of remembering the resurrection of Jesus and remembering the stories of what happens after the resurrection. And this is important stuff. So I guess in some ways we're ready for the rest of the story. Well, hello everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. You're doing well, and that you are able to get outside and enjoy the weather and, you know, cough, clear your throat a lot, kind of deal with the pollen and all this. And, you know, I walked outside the other day and started to sweat a little bit. I'm like, oh gosh, I miss the good old days when it was cold. Of course, you know, we always complain about what it's not. So I hope that you're outside enjoying this in some good and wonderful way. So we are in this season of remembering and celebrating our Lord's resurrection. We certainly talked about that last Sunday and Easter Sunday for sure. So there are some stories, there are some things to know about and to remember following the resurrection. And this week we are going to step right into one of those. We're going to spend some time this Sunday in the Gospel of John again, but we are going to pick up with after the miracle of resurrection story in chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. And let me read that for you so that you have kind of a sense of that, and you can be kind of percolating on that, thinking about that as you're getting ready for worship this Sunday. This is a story that happens after the resurrection. Here we go. Picking up with verse 19. It was still the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. And if you don't forgive them, they aren't forgiven. Thomas, the one called Didymus, one of the 12, wasn't with the disciples when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger in the wounds left by the nails, and put my hand in his side, I won't believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again in a house, and Thomas was with them. And even though the doors were locked, Jesus entered and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look at my hands. Put your hand into my side. No more disbelief. Believe." Now Thomas responded to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus replied, "Do you believe because you see me? Happy are those who don't see, yet believe." Then Jesus did many other miraculous signs in his disciples' presence, signs that aren't recorded in this scroll. But these things are written so that you will believe that Jesus is the Christ, God's Son, and that believing, you will have life in his name. Oh, that's such great stuff. And I know that there is a lot that I can identify with Thomas. There's this amazing kind of thing that has happened with Jesus's resurrection. Reality has been bent, turned upside down. And there's this ongoing rolling miracle of the resurrection, of this life that's been handed back to them. And of course, that is met with doubt and uncertainty about this. Even those stories, even people that are credible are saying, I got to tell you, Jesus is here. It's hard to put your mind around this in some ways. And so this Sunday, we're going to talk about some of the ways in which this incredible thing, this miracle of resurrection, also can coexist with things like uncertainty and doubt. I mean, we give Thomas an awful hard time. We'll talk about this. We give Thomas an awful hard time, but you know, I can really understand how this might be really hard to make sense of. In fact, I think in some ways we go through these kind of negotiations about doubt and faith all the time right now, even as we work our way through our own faith stories. So we will spend time with that on Sunday. I really hope that you'll come and join us in person or online. We do it live at 10 in the morning and also broadcast it on Facebook Live and YouTube. And it's on demand, of course, later on. So if you haven't had a chance to see it exactly on time on Sunday, then it's there for you. And I really invite you to come spend time with us in this really important conversation. Now, if you were with us on Sunday last, you also would have heard or you may have heard that it is true, I am moving. Now, I am going to be moving to Richmond to serve at another United Methodist Church. That's River Road United Methodist Church. And you know, nobody's in trouble. nobody gotten into a bad fight or anything like that. So, but this is natural. This is a natural part of being United Methodist and kind of moving forward. And, you know, pastors come and go. In fact, it doesn't just happen in United Methodist churches. So I'm going to be moving to another church that will happen this summer, and I will stop being the pastor here. But there's a great pastor coming, Reverend Jenny Day, who is just this lovely, you know, very deeply sincere, very faithful, fruitful pastor who's been doing this work for 20 years, not her first rodeo. She is going to come and she's going to love you and she's going to, you know, kind of really love you well. And I'm excited about her coming. So we have emails that have gone out with her bio and her picture and a video that she shot. That's also available on our website and will be available in lots of different places. So I really encourage you to look through that and to know some more about Jenny as she gets ready. And we're also going to welcome her. So next week, the plan is for her to join me on this podcast so that you can hear a little more from her. And we'll talk a little bit about, you know, transition stuff, and she'll be kind of telling us some cool things about herself and her life and stuff. And we'll also remember what we are talking about on the Sunday. We'll keep with the forecast so you can know what to anticipate. But right now, what I want to ask you to do is to pray, please, for Sterling United Methodist Church, for Pastor Jenny as she is getting ready to come in, and for me and my transition to serve another United Methodist Church, River Road United Methodist Church in Richmond. You may know that my wife is also a pastor. That's Gina Anderson Cloud, Pastor Gina Anderson Cloud, who's been the lead pastor at Florist United Methodist Church, and she is actually coming with me. We will be moving to Richmond together. They try to keep us together like that. And she will be the new pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Richmond. Both these churches are glorious churches, great churches, and I'm really excited for both of us to come and serve in these places. So pray for us. Pray for us as we're kind of working our way through this transition. And, you know, none of this changes anything about God. I was talking to someone today who's like, you know, none of this changes who God is in the midst of all that. And so God is going to be God, and we're going to be God's people and God's children in the midst of all this, all of us. And I'm excited about that. Well, listen, that's all the time that I have for this week. And I hope that you will have a great week and join us on Sunday.